Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to Mind Talks. I'm your host and my name is Ima. T-T-T-T-T-G-I-F. Thank God it's Friday. I know some of you were not expecting to get a podcast today because apparently I've been coming off and on, and you're like, when I said in the previous podcast that I'm officially back, and you're like, that's what she did talk. Well, surprise. I'm here now and I am fully back, and I'm going to try as much as possible to show up every Friday for you guys to tell you what I think and of course what goes through my mind, like we do on Mind Talks. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about the right circle. By right circle, I mean like the right group of people. What inspired this topic was I was trying to be active on Instagram, or would I say I've been trying to be active on LinkedIn. I've been trying to be active on LinkedIn, and guys, LinkedIn is not for lazy people. What? It's not even for the faint-hearted. That platform is filled with people's success stories. Everybody is motivating, inspiring, aspiring, perspiring. Girl! At first, it came off to me like a platform that was on a very fast pace at life, you know, like everybody's always trying to make it and all that. And on LinkedIn, it looks like it's either you make it or you make it. There are no in-betweens. And then I observed something about the stories that people shared, because it was basically that I just got there to read what people think, and once in a while I'll just post something. But I observed something that when a person makes a post, they're like this particular group of people that like it, that share it, that, you know. And guys, I don't know if the noise interference is affecting my voice. There is a tipper somewhere that is emptying sand, and I'm so sorry if it's affecting my voice right now, because I'm supposed to have had this podcast earlier on today, but I have been so busy. But because I promised, I said I must show up today. So like I was saying about having this particular group of people that were promoting their posts, because it was like something they did for themselves, and I'm like, this is what it means to be in the right group of people, to be in the right cycle. You know, so many times we always complain about peer pressure, but from personal experience, what I have understood is that peer pressure is really nice, like it's really important in every person's life, as an adult, as a teenager. And now, don't get me wrong, there is a positive part of peer pressure and there is a negative part of peer pressure. That is when negative part is when we are talking about being in the wrong circle of people who are pushing you to do things you don't want to do, or like doing the wrong things, you know, like going against your morals. But when you're in the right group of people, peer pressure is really important. Now, I'll take myself for instance and share a personal experience. When I was in school, I wasn't someone who liked going to class. I just wanted to be by myself. I'll go to class once in a while. I'll read in the room. And then it wasn't so fantastic at first. It started working a little from my first year, because I got late admission and I was trying to meet up with others. So I kind of did a lot of hard work on my first year. But second year, I kind of relaxed. But then I had friends who didn't really go to class like me, but they read. Then we would go to Koscharis in Junek, and we would read from morning till night, go eat, come back again, read again till midnight, go sleep. So it kind of helped, and I see how being with those group of people have improved my life. And also, when you're doing something, like you set out your mind to do something, you can have goals, and sometimes your personal self-motivation is not enough to drive you to achieve your goals. Sometimes it takes people around you to nudge you higher. Don't do this one. Don't do that. And sometimes you just say, I'm just going to try and know if I can finish reading a book in 1 month, and then halfway you just stop. But let's say, for instance, that you have someone or people around you who are always reminding you, make sure you read, make sure you do this. So now let's not undermine the power of willpower. You know, they say you cannot take the horse, you can take the horse to the stream, but you cannot force it to drink water. Sometimes you have the will, sometimes you don't have the strength. The willpower drives you, but sometimes you get really, really tired and you need that external energy. So no man is an island. So this particular episode, I don't intend for it to be a long one. I just wanted to encourage you. I told you that the whole of this year we are doing encouragement, motivation, inspiration, everything that will give us the energy and the wings to fly high. That is what is coming to this podcast this year. So this particular podcast is to encourage you to be with the right people. You yourself, be the right person. Go out there, mingle, network with people. I don't do that a lot. I don't even know how to do it, but I'm trying. And because this is a personal journey that I am carrying you along, I want you to try as much as possible to network with people. They say your network is your net worth. So try as much as possible to network with people, mingle with the right circle. Like, open up your arms. That is the only way you can embrace opportunities. So guys, thank you very much. I got so much love from our first podcast of the year that aired last week, and I am so happy to be back here with you. And I also want to introduce something very special. I'm going to be going on air with one person every week. So one person that you don't have to be a busy person or too smart or too good. Just know how to have a conversation, and we're going to go on air every week. We can talk about any topic of your choice. We can discuss it, and our audience will learn, will enjoy themselves, and of course will want us to come on here more. So that is that, guys. You can send me a message if you want to reach me. Send me an Instagram DM and at @ima_OJ. You can send me a mail at ojima@gmail.com, and be rest assured that I'm going to reply you. Thank you very much for coming on to today's short peak episode. It's good to have you here. Remember, in the world where you can be anything, please be kind.